unfortunately, in the last couple of weeks, we have had instances where people have actually tripped on the footpath to the main street, which has been caused by a red stone which is within the footpath now protruding up through the tarmac. So we don't want any further instances of this happening. The street has gone long enough without having any attention. The main contract for the scheme from Letchurilly to Kilrain is due to go to tender in the next month or two, and we don't see why that the main street of Glenhees itself, about 700 metre stretch of the main street, shouldn't be included in this scheme to be properly resurfaced.
Now, the fact that you have resorted to this open letter must mean that there's an awful lot of, you know, I suppose, anger within the community. Do the community of Glenhees as a whole feel a sense of neglect here?
They do. They do, to be honest. You know, we as a development group have been fighting long and hard on various fronts to try and get some infrastructure improved around Glenhees, footpaths and roadways in particular. But the main street is now becoming a cause of concern. We have had issues too around the bridge where Irish Water had carried out some work in relation to a subsidence issue was there. It wasn't reinstated properly. In fact, it was left in quite an awful condition as far as we were concerned. And to see things left like that and to see the street surface essentially crumbling as it is at the minute, particularly around the area of the Bank of Ireland, has gone very bad. There is a feeling that we're being left out, particularly when the Letchurilly to Kilrain scheme is essentially stopping at the 50-kilometre sign either side of the town.